Good afternoon, everyone. The Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs, Space and Domestic Security will now come to order, please. Lois, please call the roll.
Chair Wright.
Here.
Vice Chair Harrell.
Here.
Senator Burgess.
Here.
Senator Cruz.
Here.
Senator Gibson.
Here.
Senator Rodriguez.
Here.
Senator Torres.
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you very much, Lois. And I'm going to ask everyone to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, led today by Captain Burgess.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it's major now? Do we have to start over?
Thank you. Thank you, Commander Harrell.
Sorry about that. Okay, well, please silence all your electronic devices, of course, and anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form handed to a member of the sergeant's office, and should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. All right, men and women, here we go. Tab 1, SR-1064, on United States Department of State's list of foreign terrorist organizations by Senator Garcia. Senator Garcia, you're recognized to explain the resolution.
Thank you. Muchas gracias.
I didn't know you had a list of these terrorists.
Yes. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So a little background on it is the present situation that we have is that the United States, specifically, the Secretary of State is authorized to administer and enforce the immigration and nationality laws of the nation, including those laws which affect the nationality of a person not in the United States, which also includes designation of organizations as foreign terrorist organizations. A foreign terrorist organization has been defined in federal law to mean an organization that includes two or more individuals who engage in any of the following activities: commit or incite to commit under circumstances indicating an intention to cause death or serious bodily injury or terrorist activity. The summary today is SR 1064 expresses the Florida Senate's commitment to a stable and prosperous Colombia, which includes Florida's support for peace, security, and prosperity in opposition to terrorist groups and to those who give aid to terrorist groups. SR 1064 further expresses the opposition of the Florida Senate to any effort by the Biden administration to remove the Revolutionary Forces of Colombia, La FARC, from the designated terror organization list. The resolution provides that the Florida Senate will use all means possible, including divestiture, to impede ties, commercial or otherwise, with FARC. I have an amendment to that, Chair Wright.
All right. All right, so you want to move right to the amendment?
Yes.
And then we'll come back? Okay, so there is an amendment. Let's take up barcode 625402 by Senator Garcia. You are recognized to explain.
And there is a strikeall.
Mm-hmm.
And the summary is, when this resolution was filed, the Biden administration had not yet removed La FARC from the State Department list of foreign terrorist organizations. Unfortunately, the administration did remove FARC, a foreign terrorist terrible organization, from this designation, and this amendment updates the resolution and its contents based on that removal going into effect, and that is the amendment.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions of the amendment? Okay, seeing none, is there any appearance forms for the amendment? Seeing none, is there any debate on the amendment? No? Okay, Senator Garcia, recognized to close the amendment.
Thank you for your support.
Okay.
We close.
All in favor of the amendment, say yay. Yay. All opposed? Nay. Those that are on your phones, we know it's a yay. So the amendment is adopted. How's that? Let's go back to the bill now. Are there any questions on the bill after we approve the amendment?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Just curious, what I think I read and what I think I heard you say is that you want FARC to remain on the terrorist list.
Yes.
Okay. And can you explain to me why it was removed from the list?
That is something the Biden administration did. I could not explain why they would do something like that. And as a matter of fact, one of the concerns that I think that us as the Hispanic community that embraces many people that leave these countries that are about to encounter totalitarian, dictatorial, transnational organizations is the fact that what we want is for people to come in and out of their countries, not because they have to, but because they want to. La FARC has to be one of the most atrocious organizations that's ever existed, at least in this century and the last. Colombia, with a population of 50 million people, have endured 50 years of armed conflict with La FARC, and they're about to make one of the lead leaders from La FARC the president of Colombia. So what basically we want to do is, at least I, as a senator and as a child of exile, is show solidarity with anyone and everyone who has had to leave their country because of an organization like this or any type of totalitarian regime.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
Certainly.
So are you saying that a member of La FARC has been elected?
Nominated. Candidate to presidency in Colombia.
Mr. Chair, what are the chances that this person will win?
He seems very well. He seems the candidate at this moment.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
Certainly. Are you thinking, will we?
Can you tell me a little bit more? Why would the people in this country vote for someone of a terrible terrorist organization? I mean, that's what you're expressing to me, that this is a terrible terrorist situation, but it sounds like this candidate is popular. I'm just curious. I'm asking. I don't know.
That seems to be the sentiment in Colombia. I think that there is a divide with regards to perceptions of what works and what doesn't work. Those that are for capitalism are on one side, and the other ones that are embracing socialism are on the other. I guess we can ask the same about, you know, Ortega in Nicaragua, the newly elected woman, President Castro now in Honduras, which also embraces communism, socialism, and comes with an entourage of backing from organizations like these. I couldn't explain why. The only thing that I am trying to do with this resolution is create awareness. I think that us as a country, the United States of America, we have a responsibility with everyone that comes here to show that we are with the people who have had to leave their country under atrocious circumstances, such as Senator Tadeo, who had to leave Colombia because her family was sequestered by La FARC. So why the Biden administration would have made a decision like that, I don't know. I don't want to politicize it. I just want to make sure that everyone knows that it's front and center for us as a community.
Follow up, Mr.
Okay.
Chair. So you're of the opinion, as well as many others, that FARC is a terrorist organization. But the people in this country are willing to vote for and are cheering on this particular candidate. I just feel conflicted and a little bit confused.
The people of Colombia,
uh-huh.
Yeah, the current situation in Colombia, the dichotomy or the structure of their thinking, their perspectives, maybe it's because there isn't a better candidate, or maybe it's because they had a better strategic, you know, platform when rolling out a person that is responsible for killing many, many, many people, and that's documented. So why they would put someone front and center is probably the same explanation as to why we've had Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela for such a long time, why we've had the Castros in Cuba for such a long time. You know, who knows? What we, once again, with this resolution and the amendment, we want to create awareness to the Biden administration that they should once again be aware that La FARC, like communism, is and should be singled out as a harm, not just to our society, but to our hemisphere as a whole. I don't know if you know the history on it, Senator Cruz, with regards to La FARC, ELN, the last numbers were 260,000 deaths. They're still confronting serious situations. As a matter of fact, I think it was last week. They had some new bombings, and why they've decided to continue to move forward with Petro is beyond me.
You could?
Thank you.
You could? Yes, Senator Gibson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is when you speak of the organization FARC, I don't see the law in it, but I guess that's the how old is the organization?
It's been it survived about 50 years, and 50 years of armed conflict. They've created guerrilla groups. They're known as the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, a very left-wing National Liberation Army that sequestered has sequestered Colombia for a very, very long time.
Yes, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And so the resolution, or the, yes, sir, resolution, does not, by doing the resolution, is it the opinion that the organization has not evolved in 50 years to something that is less than a terrorist organization?
Exactly.
And, thank you, Mr. Chair. And that is based on what information?
On any information that you could probably go in and Google. Ask anyone who's been a victim or who's had to come to the United States of America because of circumstances, all alluding to FARC handling everything from markets, sequestering rich families. It's a complex situation. Not like what we have in Cuba. Colombia's been probably one of the wealthiest countries in South America, but they are currently currently under the impression that socialism is a way out, and that's where organizations like La FARC take advantage.
And so was there a consideration to the language to simply say urges the Biden administration to place that entity back on the list of terrorist organizations?
I'm sorry, what the question again?
Go ahead.
Was there consideration given to the language that could say the Florida Senate urges the Biden administration to place that FARC organization back on the list of terror of foreign terrorist organizations?
Yes, I think, I'm sorry, Chair, forgive me.
That's
so I think that we cherry-picked our words so that no one feels offended. I think it's not about one side fighting with the other. I think for me, it's more creating awareness of the harm that we are doing if we don't place them front and center as the terrorist group that they are. What the Biden administration was thinking when they did it, who knows, but I am sure that both sides of the aisle that have lived through circumstances like these are very clear that it wasn't the right thing to do.
Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Yes, Senator Torres.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Certainly.
Senator Garcia, did you talk to Senator Tadeo concerning this?
Not personally, but I know of her story. She fled to the United States because of La FARC. Her family had been subjected to kidnappings, is my understanding, and I know that I don't want to speak for Senator Tadeo, but I know that she was very vocal down in our district in Miami about, you know, telling the Biden administration that this was not a good idea. And once again, what I am trying to do, and I say this earnestly, honestly, this not politicizing. I don't want to politicize this. We and people like myself and Ana Maria, Senator Ana Maria Rodriguez, that we are passionate about the freedom cause, want to create awareness that the ideal thing to do and our responsibility as the U.S. is to call a spade a spade. They continue to be a terrorist organization that help other organizations like the ones in Cuba and like the ones in Venezuela.
I understand. Thank you.
Welcome. Okay. Any appearance forms? Yes, we have one appearance form here today from Jess McCarty, waving in support, speaking in support. Thank you, sir, from Miami-Dade County. All right. Is there any debate? Yes, Senator Harold.
Thank you very much for doing this great bill. And people need to understand who FARC is. And having studied Latin American history for many years, having a master's degree in Latin American history, I can tell you that it is one of the worst terrorist organizations in Latin America. And yes, they're making a show of perhaps some of them changing colors, changing stripes, or becoming a different group. But in reality, FARC is FARC. And we have seen the kidnappings, the terrorism, the horrendous things that have happened in Colombia. And I have some very good friends from Colombia. And I can tell you that this is disastrous. And it's time that we send this message. And thank you for doing this very much.
Thank you very much.
Senator Torres, did you want to?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to say that I've been with Annette, Senator Tadeo, on many occasions, and her issues or her life that she went through this, and how she had to flee and her family had to flee because of this organization. I understand, you know, and I feel that she's a person that I can relate, that she sends a message as to what this organization was all about as she was growing up and fleeing from her mm-hmm. homeland. So I'll be supporting this bill today.
Thank you. Senator Gibson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Sure.
And certainly I understand history of wrongs without any question. And today I will support the resolution, or is it a resolution?
Yes.
A memorial? However, I do believe that there is a more senatorial way to address the issue by urging the administration to put the organization back on the list. It is less politicized if it's done that way, in my opinion. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any other debate? Seeing none, okay. Lois, would you please, let's see, you recognize the close.
Thank you very much, and I'm always open to suggestions. Once again, for me, it's very important. All politics aside, freedom is freedom, and we all have the right to be free and to live in our countries if we can live in our countries, and then have some type of accountability also in the United States of America when we have to embrace families that are coming in because they are desperately leaving their country due to circumstances and transnational organizations like this one. So with that said, I really appreciate your support today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Garcia. Lois, please call the roll on SC for SR 1064.
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Cruz?
Yes.
Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Vice Chair Harold?
Yes.
Chair Wright?
Yes. And by your vote, CS for SR 1064 is reported favorably.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Senator Cruz, would you like to be next? All right, so let's move to tab 3, SB 1396, on educational dollars for duty program by Senator Cruz. Senator Cruz, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate that you have put my bill on the agenda. And this is a simple bill. It increases the educational program options for members of the State National Guard to include an online degree program provided by a public or non-public post-secondary institution or a technical center in the state or another state, subject, of course, to accreditation. And the National Guard tells me that this is a very, very important incentive that they offer when they're recruiting. This bill is, you know, this is already offered. All we're doing is adding an online component or an out-of-state component, not to exceed what we're currently paying today. So it just expands the possibilities for our soldiers.
Wonderful. Are there any questions on the bill? Are there any appearance forms, Lois? No appearance forms. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Cruz, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Wave close, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Lois, please call the roll on SB 1396.
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Cruz?
Yes.
Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Vice Chair Harrell?
Yes.
Chair Wright?
Yes, and by your vote, SB 1396 is reported favorably. And now we're going to turn the gavel over to Senator Harrell so I can present my bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. And you are recognized to present Senate Bill 1360, Governor's Medal, Medal of Freedom, and that is tab 2.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. The Governor's Medal of Freedom is an award that the governor may give to any person who has made an especially meritorious contribution to the interests and residents of this state, its culture, or other significant public or private endeavor. Senate Bill 1360 removes the expiration date of July 1, 2022 for the provisions authorizing the Governor's Medal of Freedom. And that simply is the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Any questions? Seeing no questions, do we have any appearance cards? Seeing no appearance cards, is there debate? Seeing no debate, you're recognized to close.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I wave close.
Please call the roll on Senate Bill 1360.
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Cruz?
Yes.
Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Chair Harrell?
Yes. And by your vote, Senate Bill 1360 will be reported favorably. And I will reluctantly turn the chair back.
Give it back.
Give it back.
All right. Thank you very much, Senator Harrell. I don't think anybody missed any votes. No, so we're good there. So does any no? Okay, seeing none, the motion is adopted. Four. We're going to move on now to Senator Harrell moves to give staff license to make technical and conforming changes to the committee substitute. Yeah, so moved. So show that motion adopted. Is there any other business of the committee? That was easy, huh?
Yeah.
I tell you, they give me the easy ones. All right. Well, with that, Senator Gibson moves that we adjourn. We thank you, Senator Dixon. No objections. Seeing none, the motion is adopted. We are adjourned.